Now, I want to keep moving here because we have now in verses 15 through 18 the definition of the four beasts. Now, this will confirm what we've said. I'm reading now verses 15 and 16. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. Now, as the dream of the image had troubled Nebuchadnezzar, this vision, of course, disturbs Daniel. And he approaches here one of the heavenly creatures for an explanation. Now, verse 17, these great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. Now, you see, four kings with four kingdoms. These four beasts are not only kingdoms, but kings, you see. Nebuchadnezzar, together with his kingdom of Babylon, was represented by the head of gold and the two-winged lion. And Alexander the Great, synonymous with the Greco-Macedonian Empire, is depicted by both the sides of brass and a panther. These wild beasts of prey, with their carnivorous and voracious natures, are representative of the character of both the king and the kingdom. Verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Now, the identity of the saints, here's the important factor of this statement. There are five other verses in this chapter that mention them. Verse 21, it says, I beheld the same horn made war with the saints. Verse 22, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints. Verse 25, he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints. And then verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion, the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. The identity of the saints is important. These verses here, six verses in all, they mention them. And we find them again in the eighth chapter. Now, will you notice, who are the saints? Immediately, one school of interpretation of prophecy just assumes that they're New Testament saints. I, frankly, am getting a little weary today of such a narrow viewpoint of the saints. Great many people that are even narrower than that. They feel like their denomination or their little group are the only saints that they are. My friend, God has a pretty big family. And in the Old Testament, he had Old Testament saints. The nation Israel were called saints. The Gentiles that came in as proselytes, they were saints of God. And that's a different company than New Testament saints today that are in the church. And don't get the idea that your little group is the only group that's going to be saved, or that even the church is the only one. God saved people before the day of Pentecost. He's going to save them after the rapture. God's in the saving business. It's the church that's failing, not God at all. Now, in Daniel 8:24, we are told here, his power shall be mighty, and not by force of arms in astonishing ways. He shall run, he shall succeed in what he undertakes. He shall destroy mighty opponents. Also, the holy people are the saints. Now, if you go back to Exodus, the 19th chapter, verse 6, you'll be able to identify the saints that I think that are mentioned here. And they happen to be the nation Israel. Here, I'm reading Exodus 19:6. Ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Now, holy nation means saint. You see, the word for saints actually is the word hagios. And it occurs 200 times in the New Testament. It's translated 92 times as holy in combination with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now, it's used also of believers in the church. They're called saints or holy ones. In the New Testament, saints are the sinners who've been declared righteous because of their faith in Christ. That's Romans 1:7. And the word is used likewise for Old Testament believers. You have that. It's used for the tribulation saints. Look at Revelation 13:7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. And in Daniel, therefore, the saints refer to Israel, yet not to all Israel, but to the believing remnant only, and then to Gentiles that are saved. And here, I think that it refers to them, not to your little crowd or to my little crowd.